Hello, everybody. Today we have with us Dr. Saurabh Garg, a senior IAS officer with more than 30 years' experience, who's worked at both the district, state, and the central level. He's currently the CEO of UIDAI, which is, as all of you may know or may not, is the issuer of Aadhaar cards, something that has touches, affects, influences, and helps us do transactions digitally and otherwise. Dr. Garg is here with us today, and we wanted to talk to him about both what is happening at UIDAI and also how does he see this crucial part of our digital infrastructure evolving and changing going forward. So welcome to the show, Dr. Garg. We're very happy to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
My first question to you was this. I have seen UIDAI since its inception. How do you think the organization has changed or evolved since it was founded?
I think Aadhaar is now become very clearly the core of India's digital public infrastructure.
Yeah.
And it has changed the digital landscape of the country over the past decade. The authentication infrastructure that Aadhaar has brought about by providing an anytime, anywhere verifiable identity has really transformed the way programs can be delivered.
Yeah.
And along with this is the other additions that have been done. For example, the JAM Trinity of the Jandhan accounts, the Aadhaar, and the mobile. And due to this, this has revolutionized the transparent and targeted delivery of services.
Correct.
So I think the last 10 years, because of Aadhaar, we've been able to even conceptualize programs in a manner which we couldn't even think of earlier. So
Dr. Garg, how has the organization evolved? Indication, of course, of it is the fact that, you know, now almost every individual in India has an Aadhaar card. So the scale of the organization digitally in terms of infrastructure has certainly grown. But how has it changed? Has it become more stiff, or is it as agile and nimble as it was when it was founded?
Okay. So I think when the organization was founded at the initial stages, it was functioning as an executive order of the government. And I think what has really transformed over the past decade has been the introduction of the Aadhaar Act in 2016, which really lent a different kind of legal standing to the organization and what it does. And I think the scrutiny that it had in the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court's orders, which have in a way set the framework under which Aadhaar works, has led to a different kind of, if I can say, the framework has been very well set. And the issues of information security, privacy, which were always there, have also become codified to a much greater manner than what they were perhaps before the Act came into being. So due to this, I think the legal standing of the organization has become so much firmer. And that has also led to an explosion in the activities that it has being a part of. And I think the fact that Aadhaar has become a financial address by the use of the Aadhaar-enabled payment systems and the Aadhaar payment bridge has really revolutionized the financial landscape in the country.
Correct. So, I mean, I understand that privacy and security has always been a nagging concern. And there have been advocates who have continuously attacked UIDAI for lack of its privacy or for concerns around privacy. But I will come to that a little later. What I wanted to understand was that the three things happening simultaneously, at least in the digital ecosystem. One is the fact that now identity is clearly established through Aadhaar or Aadhaar-linked biometric identification. Almost every transaction or the complete ecosystem of e-commerce is not dependent on digital payments. Hence, while Aadhaar goes into a little bit of background in terms of authentication, it becomes an extremely important layer in that whole digital e-commerce.
Yes.
Going forward, and you mentioned earlier about JAM and how it has helped in financial inclusion in terms of opening bank accounts and so on and so forth. How do you see Aadhaar evolving going forward, based on the current base that it has now deeply embedded into the payment infrastructure and it is deeply embedded into the commerce infrastructure? Where do you see Aadhaar evolving into?
Aadhaar provides the backbone. And I can mention that the three core principles of Aadhaar remain in terms of minimal information, optimal ignorance, and a federated database. You mentioned about the concerns on privacy. Yeah. I think those are issues which Aadhaar is very well cognizant of. And that is something that remains uppermost. I just wanted to mention this since it came up in the discussion.
Yeah.
But going forward, the base of Aadhaar, how it started, is an identity. And we have been able to build services around that, which uses that base of identity for people to be able to make transactions on the basis of the trust which this identity brings. And I think that's the core principle of Aadhaar and the core value that Aadhaar brings into the business system is the trust in any transaction, whether it's from an individual to another individual or from an individual to a business. And trust the ability to verify that identity, that trust is what is going to be the basis for which the future growth will be. As you very correctly mentioned, a digital area, banking, commerce, it is well entrenched in and well the capabilities of Aadhaar are being used. I think going forward, and the different regulators are also working it, whether it's the stock exchange, the securities board, or the insurance regulator or the pension regulator, that these are areas where also the identity of the investor, identity of the person getting insured needs to be verified. And you need to trust that the person who is making that investment or taking up that insurance is the correct person. And I think that's where there would be an increasing growth of using the infrastructure available due to the Aadhaar ecosystem.
And so you're saying that Aadhaar would get furthermore, would I say, compulsory for anybody taking an insurance, whether it is a car insurance or a life insurance, and it would become important even for equity or any other transactions that take place in the stock exchange. Is that what you're telling me?
No, Aadhaar cannot be made compulsory. Aadhaar, the Act very, very clearly says that what are the areas where you can make Aadhaar, if I can say, mandatory. But even or wherever Aadhaar is mandatory, there has to be the option given of, number one, making the facility available for a person who does not have Aadhaar to get the Aadhaar, failing which,
yeah,
there can be no denial of service. There can be no denial of benefit. There can be no denial of whatever activity is being done on the grounds that a person does not have Aadhaar.
Understood.
So I don't think Aadhaar can be made compulsory. Aadhaar would only facilitate the identification or ensuring, verifying the identity.
See that happen at the same time. Insurance, like for instance, there was a conversation, a discussion some years back about issuing Aadhaar cards to inanimate land buildings and even properties and location, so that they have an identity, and if any transaction is done on those assets, it is recorded and it is transparent and it is digitally available. Is that still in the pipeline, or is that still expected to happen?
Aadhaar is only provided to a person who is a resident. There is no proposal to have Aadhaars extended to inanimate objects or anything. Aadhaar is, the Act makes it very clear on to whom can an Aadhaar be issued, and that is a resident, and the resident is also defined in the Act. Mm-hmm. So I don't think in the Act or in other Acts, there's a definition of resident. So I don't think there is any move to give Aadhaar numbers to it. You can perhaps provide the Aadhaar resident can be his or their identity can be added to others. But as far as we are concerned, we only give an Aadhaar to a resident.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Coming to the delivery of government schemes and the role that Aadhaar is playing in that arena, I wanted to understand a little bit more about how, especially the direct benefit schemes, how is Aadhaar enabling them, which all schemes are currently using Aadhaar as a authenticity or as an enabler of transaction in DBTs?
Yeah. There are more than 300 schemes of the Government of India which use the Aadhaar authentication process. For example, you have MG Narega, you have PM Kisan, you have the LPG subsidy, you have the PDS system. All of these utilize the Aadhaar authentication infrastructure that is available. And because of the use of Aadhaar in these schemes, it has made them so much more seamless, so much more transparent, and so much more corruption-free, because the person can be identified and the leakages can be reduced.
In if fact, you look at the value of all transactions that is yes. in DBT.
Yeah.
Give us a...
yeah. In fact, I can give you a value of the savings which alone, which I've accounted for from this, is estimated at around 1.8 lakh crores. Is the savings that has happened because of the correct identification of beneficiaries and the leakages which have not been there. And in these 300 odd
welfare schemes that I mentioned, this is because there are, use of Aadhaar, this 1.8 lakh crore saving has happened, or is it because...
1.8 lakh crore.
Yeah, 1.8 lakh. Is this happened because of Aadhaar primarily, or are there other causes also for this saving or reasons for this?
It's primarily Aadhaar because number one, it transparently targets the delivery. It ensures that the transfer happens into the correct bank account. And I can mention that nearly 800 crore transactions have been done under the various schemes, welfare schemes, which have transferred the funds to people's bank accounts. And also, for example, in the PDS, the correct beneficiary only can take the rations because of the Aadhaar authentication. So I think it's because of the infrastructure of the of Aadhaar which has led to all this kind of savings and the transparency in the schemes.
So there is, I mean, as a public digital infrastructure of the country and a critical one at that, there are various routes that, you know, a digital infrastructure can evolve. We've seen it in the, at least in the case of NSDL, that NSDL has expanded its mandate, so to say, you know, just from enabling dematerialization of equity transaction or share certificate, it went into dematerializations of other kinds, you know. It went into dematerializations of insurance schemes. It went into dematerializations of property documents. It went so even, you know, school transcripts and other things the NSDL has tried with it. Now, does the Aadhaar Act enable or allows you to add further intelligent layers that can be either services or which can add to the value of the country, digital value or public good value of the country?
The Aadhaar Act very clearly ensures that, as I mentioned, the three core principles that we operate on minimal information, optimal in ignorance and federated databases. Mm-hmm. We don't collect or receive any information from any service provider. Our job is to provide the authentication and verify whether the person who they claim they are, whether they are actually that person or not. But on the Aadhaar public infrastructure, people can build on that, but UIDAI will not build. UIDAI will remain ignorant of the purposes. And this is to ensure that the there is an information database that is built in the UIDAI system. But Aadhaar, with the consent of the resident, other organizations can build on this infrastructure and provide some value-added services. But what will remain core to that is that it can only be done with the consent of the resident. That voluntary nature of these activities would definitely be there.
So as you know, that you know, the Gopalakrishnan's Committee on Data has been recommending that data cooperatives or data organizations should be set up. And these organizations would basically act as, both maybe repository or maybe just enablers of exchange of data between people wanting to use it and people who have it. Now, this would be a transaction API enabler, which would be residing in a data corporate who will take the responsibility of security, privacy, and in the sense ensuring that this data is used for the by the right recipient, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see any role for any expansion of role for UIDAI in that world when it happens in the next, say, couple of years?
See, the UIDAI principles are very clear that number one, we remain ignorant of use of what the data is. And also the fact that we don't collect data. We are not a repository of data. We provide services as far as the verification part is going. But I think, and the Aadhaar Act and the Supreme Court judgment very clearly ensures that the privacy of an individual is maintained. How it might develop in the future, I cannot say. But I don't anticipate that UIDAI would at any stage be a data repository, because that really conflicts with the basic purpose of what UIDAI has been set up for, and that is as an identity for people, to empower them, to provide entitlements to them, and as an anytime, anywhere verification process.
Thank you very much, Dr. Garg, for joining us and sharing your insights into how UIDAI has shaped and changed and will has benefited the country, especially that 1.8 lakh crore that has been saved because of the fact that these transactions could be authenticated and go to the right person. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.